This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. Also can be heard in Tucson, Arizona. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly. And are you still floating on cloud nine? I am. I see my conservative friends in the street, and we're not winking anymore. We're hiding. We're kind of bold. Great election, wasn't it? Yeah, but how about that transition? We love what is going on. How can you not, if you believe in America? How can you not, if you've been praying for this day, praying that President Trump, reelect President Trump, you know, wins the election, pray that the corruption be exposed, that the arms of the corrupt be broken? Yeah, we pray for that. And we're watching it happen. In real time, the big news yesterday, the FBI, the lying FBI actually did have assets in the crowd January 6th. Really? Yes. FBI informants stormed the Capitol on January 6th, but they want you to believe that they didn't tell these agents to do it. What? Yeah, a lot of people were there, but they didn't let the FBI know. They were just, you know, they weren't really doing overtime. They just wanted to go on down there, mosey on down to the Capitol, make sure that everything was in order. That's what they want you to believe. Now, when we look back, I mean, it's incredible. As a matter of fact, we don't need to look that far back. Let's just look at a conversation that outgoing FBI Director Christopher Wray had just a little while ago.
If you are asking whether the violence at the Capitol on January 6th was part of some operation orchestrated by FBI sources and or agents, the answer is emphatically
no. You're saying
not.
No.
No.
You're saying no.
Not okay. Violence orchestrated by FBI sources.
No, if you are saying that violence was orchestrated by the FBI, I'm here to tell you, no, that did not happen. Really? Well, that's amazing. As Fox News is reporting about the new IG report, stating that, Christopher Wray, you did have access there. Remember back in the day, I think it was last year, we had Representative Massie. He was questioning Attorney General Merrick Garland. Were there federal agents present and or agitating on January the 6th?
Okay, I was hoping today to give you an opportunity to put to rest the concerns that people have that there were federal agents or assets of the federal government present on January 5th and January 6th. Can you tell us, without talking about particular incidents or particular videos, how many agents or assets of the federal government were present on January 6th, whether they agitated to go into the Capitol, and if any of them did?
So I'm not going to violate this norm. Ooh. of the rule of law. I'm not going to comment on an investigation that's ongoing.
Your ongoing investigation. I'm not going to make any comments on it whatsoever. And then at a later date, they had Merrick Garland back in front of the committee.
Video, that was your answer to a question to me 2 years ago. When I said how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol, and how many went into the Capitol. Can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Oh, last time, you don't know how many there were or there were none?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions. If there were any, I don't know how many. I don't know whether there are any.
I think you may have just perjured yourself that you don't know that there were any. You want to say that again, that you don't know that there were any?
I have no personal knowledge of this matter. I think what I said last time...
You've had 2 years to find out. You know, were there any confidential human sources involved from the FBI or any other agency in the erection of that prop, those gallows?
I'm not aware of anything like that.
Inspector General Horwitz, over the past 3 years, I've questioned FBI Director Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland about the federal assets, such as confidential human sources that were present on January 6th at the Capitol. And they have continuously stonewalled me. We've got no answers whatsoever about this from them. Do you have evidence of the number of confidential human sources that were operating on the Capitol grounds on January 6th?
Our report will include the information in that regard.
Yes, it will. And it did. So it turns out that we learn that, yes, the FBI did have assets in that crowd. Now, we're not surprised by this. Listeners to Jesse Kelly's show, they're not surprised by this at all. But the AG report did come out. And I believe that they were, you know, cutting them a little slack. But no, okay, you know what? I believe there were a lot of agents there. But we'll go with their report. We'll go with what they're reporting, because still, what it does is it proves that the Attorney General, the FBI director, they were all lying.
Report reveals that there were a total of 26 confidential human sources in the crowd that day.
David Spunt is live from the Justice Department. He has got the news for us. David.
Sandra, three of those were authorized and tasked by the FBI to be there on January 6, 2021. We're coming up on 4 years since that day of the Capitol riot. This IG report specifically focuses on the FBI's handling of confidential human sources, or as we know them, FBI informants. For years, the outgoing FBI Director Chris Wray has been pressed on reports of undercover agents. According to this new report, there were no undercover FBI agents. However, there were three confidential human sources tasked by the Bureau to be in the crowd on January 6th to specifically watch what the report states is concerns over domestic terrorism.
They're concerned about the domestic terrorism. So they have at least three agents, and that was their job. They were tasked to see, are there any domestic terrorists in the crowd? Could there be? Three. He wants us to believe that there were only three. Okay, we'll go with that. But what about all those other folks that were also in the crowd? I mean, we're being told that there were a number of these FBI assets.
If you are asking whether the violence at the Capitol on January 6th was part of some operation orchestrated by FBI sources and or agents, the answer is emphatically
not. You're saying
not.
No?
No.
You're saying no?
Not
okay.
Violence orchestrated by FBI sources.
Yep. Nope. He said nope. You're saying no. They were not violent. Well, we do know that things got violent that day, don't we? What we don't know is, was the FBI involved with it in any way?
Out of those three, Sandra and John, one entered the Capitol, two others entered a restricted area.
Oh.
The report says the FBI did not encourage or authorize any sources to go into the building or a restricted area. In addition to the three confidential human sources, the FBI told there were 23 that were there on their own.
Now, 23.
The FBI in the past on other cases, but not specifically on the January 6th rally. Some of them entered a restricted area as well. And what stands out in this report, John and Sandra, none of the confidential human sources that entered the U.S. Capitol or a restricted area were prosecuted by the D.C. U.S. Attorney's
How
Office.
Convenient.
Remember, this is an office that is still arresting nearly 4 years later and prosecuting people with this case.
Oh, this is bad. This is really bad. Could this be part of the reason why Christopher Wray announced that he was going to resign his position yesterday? He said that his last day will be the day that Donald Trump is sworn in. Could this be part of the reason?
Oh, my goodness. 23 asses were there, but they weren't asked to go. They went on down because they're just good old boys, right? We're supposed to believe that. Hey, was one of those asses that worked their way into the Capitol, was that Ray Epps? You know, the guy who was like telling everybody to go in. We got to go in to take the Capitol. We need more people. Was that Ray? Ray? I mean, because the people who were there protesting, they looked at him and said, Fed! Fed! This is amazing. This is amazing. Confidential human sources in the crowd. The Democrats, the deep state's January 6th narrative is coming completely apart. 4 years. Almost 4 years has taken us. They stonewalled, and now we're starting to learn more of the truth, or maybe I should say most of America. Because the reality is, if you are a listener to the Jesse Kelly Show, or my show, The Conservative Circus, you've known from the very beginning that this was a trap that conservatives, America First lovers, stepped into. Now, let's reconsider all of these people that want a preemptive pardon. There may be something to this. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Truth, attitude, Jesse Kelly.
James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. 550 KFYI is where you can find me. Also, Tucson, Arizona, my adoptive hometown, 790 KNST. You can follow me on X at James T. Harris. We are talking about January 6th, from the very beginning, we knew. I mean, once I saw what was happening at the Capitol, I was like, oh, no, this is not going to work out well for Trump. Not that it was Trump's fault. Never for a moment did I ever believe that. I just believed that the Democrats were devious enough to use this against Trump. At the time, I didn't know that they orchestrated it, but now we're finding that out. Of course, we have Nancy Pelosi on tape, you know, talking about where's the National Guard when, you know, we had President Trump. He offered up about 10,000 of them. She said no. We've got all of the Democrats talking about how they were running for their lives out of the Capitol. Some of them weren't even there. And then we get the January 6th Commission. Oh my goodness. We tried to impeach the president over it. We tried to have the commission, you know, to find out and dig up more dirt, really just to keep it alive, to keep it in the front foremost of the public's mind. But slowly, things started dripping out. People started asking questions. Tucker Carlson got a hand on videotape. But once the Republicans won the House back in midterms, all of a sudden we started seeing different narratives. We found out the Buffalo guy, who was from Arizona, he wasn't crazy. He wasn't in there trying to foment violence. He got into the chambers and prayed. The police let him in, gave him a little tour. We found out the police officer was not killed that day, but Ashley Babbitt was. And now we found out as of a couple of days ago, there were three others that were killed. One woman was beat by the police. None of these videos found their way to the January 6th Commission. We got news that there was white supremacists there at the Capitol. And then all of a sudden, we found a pipe bomb. And strange, because we have the person planning it on video, but we never found out who it was. The FBI. Couldn't identify him. This is egregious. That's not strong enough word. This is treason. This is our government setting up American people in order to destroy a sitting president. This is anarchy, government-sponsored. And we were told, well, we're no assets. There are no FBI assets. Well, we don't know. I don't know how many. Why don't you go find out? He comes back talking about the attorney general. Oh, I don't know. Fox News continuing to report on what's going on, what we're finding out.
Confidential human sources tasked by the FBI are not undercover agents. These are people that belong to groups like, for instance, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, and then became paid FBI informants at certain points in time while still being members of their groups. And of course, John and Sandra, others are not part of any group and just decided to show up to the Capitol for whatever reason and still work with the FBI on the side and provide information.
Work with the FBI on the side and provide information. Well, here's another big story. On the same day that Christopher Wray resigned his post at the FBI as their director, we found out that the Proud Boys are disbanding. Yeah! The Proud Boys, you know that the white supremacy group that's walking around wearing khaki pants and matching shirts like they were like girl animals. Okay, everybody, do you have you have your khakis? Yes. Do you have your penny loafers? Yes. Do you have your blue shirts? Yes. How many of you do you have your red, white, and blue mask? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And your flags? Yes. They're disbanding. Article says they're going back to their regular routine, which is code for they're going back to their office in the FBI. Probably to pack up their stuff, right? You got to be kidding me. This is all astroturfed, and it was designed to stop Trump, and it did temporarily. But Trump kept fighting. And now we're finding out that it was all a lie. This is crazy. We are talking about a coup, a color revolution. This is what the CIA has done to other countries around the world. You know, like Ukraine. I mean, all around the world. The in Venezuela. Well, the CIA has its fingers in everything, trying to control nations, peoples, and now they tried to do that to us. A color revolution. It was successful, actually, because I do believe that Donald Trump won the election in 2020. I do believe that Biden was installed. I believe that. But they were not able to pull it off. I don't say that with pride. I say that with caution and prayerfully, because I'm still praying for the president, because they tried to kill him 3 times. Oh, officially it's 2. But you know what? A lot of folks don't know that what happened in Tucson, you know, that little gas attack when he was on stage and half of the stage ended up getting violently ill and some of them went blind for a moment. Yeah. I think that was an attempt as well. So now that this whole narrative is falling apart, what about those Democrats and those Republicans in name only, those establishment Republicans? Now, what are they going to do? Well, we'll talk about that coming up next. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. Also can be heard in Tucson, Arizona. You can also follow me, my friends, at James T. Harris on X. Well, we have the Democrats' lawfare has fallen apart. We have a crossfire hurricane being exposed. We have the J6 Commission. You know, President Trump, he was not happy about this. He was saying that Liz Cheney, Benny Thompson, these people should be in jail. And you know what? They were talking all tough at first, but now that the IG report is coming out, and now that we're seeing just absolutely how this was a setup, a lot of these Democrats and some Republicans, they're still trying to hang tough, Liz Cheney. These preemptive pardons, a term that we had never heard before Biden. After Biden pardoned his son, Hunter, and he's still getting a whole lot of, you know, backlash over that. After saying that he would not do it, he went ahead and did it anyway. And only the hardcore Democrats are trying to make excuses for it. You know, this is the love of a father for his son. He's already lost one boy. How can you expect him to put his second son away in jail? I'd do it. Acting as if this was just a gun charge and tax evasion. Ignoring Hunter Biden's laptop, in which he has all types of... It's crazy. Possible pedophilia? You know, I didn't even feel comfortable talking about this stuff on Jesse Kelly's show. I've seen the laptop, ladies and gentlemen. I saw it when I had to take great caution. Basically, I went to a Chinese site, but I saw it. I did. You can't unsee it. So when I hear these liberals talking about, this is for his son. And you know what, Hunter? You could do your father a favor by staying clean and being productive. No. That pardon was a crime against humanity. Literally. But now that he's done this, you know, you have some Democrats that were doing the bidding of the party, that were doing bidding of the deep state. They want their pardon too. And you know what? You know what? One of those guys is Representative Benny Thompson. And I want to tell you, Benny Thompson, you can just look at him and you can tell that he's a squealer. He's a squealer. If you start to put the clamp down on him real tight, he is going to squeal like a stuck pig. He was talking to Jim Acosta over there at CNN, and Jim was getting right down to it. I mean, Benny, do you want one of those Biden preemptive pardons?
Congressman Trump is saying you should go to jail. Are you worried about him or the FBI coming after you?
Well, you know, we are members of Congress. Mm-hmm. We operated based on our direction from Congress. There are specific laws that give security to members of Congress.
In other words, we did exactly as we were told. Nancy Pelosi put me over the J6 Commission and told me what to do, and I did it. So anything that negative comes from this is really not my fault, because I did what I was told.
And I hope the president would take that into consideration. But to be honest with you, Jim, we've not done anything wrong.
Yeah, you did.
What we did was, in fact, what the law prescribed,
no,
the resolution we were given. And we are comfortable with our report. There's nothing that we omitted in the report or anything like that. So being in disagreement with a person is not a reason to lock them up.
Oh!
This is the house where we debate issues, where we debate laws. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. That doesn't mean you're illegal, and it doesn't mean that because you're wrong in the eyes of someone, you should go to jail.
That's holy just so unfortunate.
And that's not who we are as Americans.
Benny Thompson, do you hear yourself talking, sir? Do you hear yourself talking? What about all of the people who are in jail, J6 people in jail for 20, 30 years for being in the wrong place at the wrong time? What are you talking about? You disagree with me. Paul Manafort? General Flynn? How many people did you disagree with? Did you guys throw in jail? Lawfare? What? Steve Bannon? What? You all raided the president's house? I know that this wasn't J6 related, but you all started part of the same cabal. Created his house. Went through the first lady's underwear drawer, went, sifted through her drawers, your grubby FBI hands. I'm sorry. What were you saying, Benny? Disagreeing is not a reason to throw someone in jail. You followed the law. You did, you know, what you were supposed to do. Okay, okay, then you should be okay, right? You didn't do anything wrong. You were just following the law. If that's the case, Biddy, why do you want a preemptive pardon?
And Congressman, apparently the White House is discussing preemptive pardons for people who may be targeted by Trump when he gets back in office. Do you want the president to offer some kind of pardon to you? As strange as it is to ask that question, I'm just wondering what you think.
Well, you know, the president is his prerogative. Uh-huh. If he offers it to me or other members of the committee, I would accept it.
My prerogative. You get a pardon. You get a pardon. You get a pardon. This is absurd. Oh, Benny, he's going to squeal. Oh, Benny will probably be the first one because he's a squealer. You can look at him. You can tell. You just tighten up on him. He'll tell it all. He will tell you about all of the videotapes that the J6 Commission destroyed. He'll tell it all. He'll tell you how Ray Epps was an asset. He'll tell you. He might even tell you who planted the pipe bomb. Oh, man. I hope that Biden is a real punk. I hope he's like, I'm going to commute the sentences of every retrograde in the country, but not one Democrat beside my son will get anything. Why? Because you all punk me. You think I'm going to forget about that? You think I'm going to forget about the palace coup? You think I'm going to forget that you put that half-wit Kamala Harris above me? Oh, Democrat, hell hath no fury like a dementia patient who can somewhat think a little bit scorned. And that's what we're dealing with here. In the Democrats, oh my goodness, how they're scrambling, how they're coming up with the just most ridiculous excuses, how they're trying to give themselves cover. No. I hope you have your popcorn because this is about to get crazy. You've got Democrats here who are contradicting themselves left and right. And you know what? I would say they don't care who sees it. I mean, they probably would or probably did at one time care. But no, this is all hands on deck situation here. I mean, we're not talking about lawfare. We're not talking about revenge. If these politicians broke the law in trying to cut off the head of what they considered the snake and they missed, it's not retribution. It's justice. And if Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney and what's his name, Kissinger, and all of these others, if they were involved in this illegality, then they deserve to get got. And I have some examples of this hypocrisy that I speak of. I'll have it for you coming up next. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, and Tucson, Arizona. You can hear me on 550 KFYI and 790 KNST. You can also follow me on Twitter, or I should say on X, at James T. Harris. We're just talking about the fallout. The fallout from not only January 6th being exposed, really it's the fallout from Donald J. Trump winning the election. The rats are trying to jump off the ship. Some of them stayed on too long. But people are looking to Joe Biden now for that preemptive pardon. They just made that up. We don't even know if it's illegal, but they're going with it because that's all they have. And it's funny to sit back and watch all of the hypocrisy from the left. Senator Coons, he got into a conversation about pardons and preemptive pardons. And boy, he was kind of like, hey, you know, it's okay. It's okay. Most Americans approve how Trump is handling the whole transition and everything. But when it comes to Trump being in power, I mean, this could be a little bit dicey. Here he is on CNN.
Trump says he is going to pardon January 6th rioters. We don't know which ones or how many in the first hour after he is inaugurated. How do you feel about that?
I think that is a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who have been duly tried and convicted in a court of law.
How do you feel about President Biden issuing preemptive pardons?
John, I respect the quote you just read from one of the folks on Cash Patel's enemies list. I'll just remind you that to be investigated by the FBI, prosecuted by a U.S. attorney, can cost a defendant hundreds of thousands of dollars,
really?
Even millions of dollars,
really?
And can be profoundly disruptive to their lives. I spoke to Senator Schiff this week on the floor, and he has made similar statements that he and I think Liz Cheney, former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, has also made this statement that they don't want to be pardoned because they've done nothing wrong.
Right, right.
And I admire their determination to trust our legal system and to stand up to the bluster and the threats of Cash Patel and President-elect Trump. But I think part of why there is some consideration being given to proactive pardons is the cost and the disruption and, frankly, the disrespect for the work that underlies a threat to try those who served on a committee of the House of Representatives.
You know, that is just absolutely absurd. It could cost thousands, it cost millions of dollars. How the J6 protesters, how their lives have been disrupted, how they have been bankrupted, how some of them were so distraught that they committed suicide. Sir. I had to restrain myself. I almost said something crazy. Oh, yeah, you know, to give a blanket pardon to the J6ers, that's wrong. That's a miscarriage of justice. But to give preemptive pardon for the people who caused them to be in jail, well, you know, this is something we have to take under consideration. I mean, because of the damage that it could cause to one's lives. These Democrats, hypocrisy be thy name. Adam Schiff, you know, his mind is... His values shift, I guess, proper name, based on whatever he's going through at the time. I mean, over the years, he's changed his position. It's kind of amazing.
Donald Trump leaves office.
Hold on a second. Adam, I didn't ask for you yet. Patience, sir. Patience. Adam Schiff, you know, he can dish it out. But when the tables are turned, he has a hard time taking it. You're about to hear a little compilation from 2018, 2019, and 2024. Okay, Adam, go ahead.
On the day Donald Trump leaves office, the Justice Department may indict him.
Very strongly in favor of indicting the president when he is out of office.
I don't think the incoming president should be threatening his political opponents with jail time. That's not the kind of talk we should hear from the president in a democracy.
On the day.
Do these people hear themselves? They can't. 2018, we're going to indict him. 2019, when he's out of office, we're going to indict him. 2024, after their guy loses. I don't think that this is the kind of talk that should be coming from the leader of the world to go after and persecute your political enemies. Adam Schiff. I'm telling you, it's absolutely crazy what we're watching. We even have Bill Clinton weighing in. Why does Hillary want a pardon? Why would Hillary possibly want a pardon?
Do you think it would be wise of President Biden to preemptively pardon any potential targets? What about your wife, Hillary Clinton? She apparently is on Cash Patel's list.
For what?
Yeah.
For what?
Well, they got a problem with her because first, she didn't do anything wrong.
Yes, she did.
Second, she followed the rules exactly as they were written.
No, she didn't. Mm-hmm.
Third, Trump's State Department found They remember how the emails were such a big issue in 2016? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Trump's State Department found that Hillary sent and received exactly zero classified emails.
Zero. Why is Bill Clinton on The View? What? Better question. Why are the girls, you know, on The View? Was that sexist? Why were the gals on The View? Why did they even have Bill Clinton on? Don't they know this man's background? This man is a predator. This man, he allegedly raped one woman, Juanita Broderick. He exposed himself to, who's the woman who was, if you drag a dollar through a trailer park, you never know what you're going to get. Paula Jones. He felt up Kathleen Willie, you know, upon learning that her husband had died. This guy, he, you know, Jeffrey Epstein has him in a dress, you know, a blue dress, Monica's blue dress on a chair. That's a painting. And yet they're going to talk to him and he's going to tell them that Hillary did nothing wrong. I'm telling you, the Democrats are being exposed. They're running for the hills. They want that preemptive pardon. Meanwhile, you have some Democrats that have seen the light. We'll talk about that next. James C. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.